You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Matthew chapter 4, verse 1 to 4. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, "If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread." But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God." If you remember that in chapter 3, Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist. The Holy Spirit came on him, and God said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased." Only for us to discover in chapter 4, when the devil came in verse 3 and said, "If thou be the Son of God, command that the stones be made bread." God said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased." The devil says, "If you are the Son of God, turn the stone to bread." In other words, prove to me what God has said about you. Is it really true? I want to warn you, brethren, that any attempt to try to prove anything to people is satanic. Please avoid such temptation. A lot of people are living their lives to prove a point. They said you can't make it. You now set out in life to prove that you can make it. I know a brother. When he was young, he had to stay with a family. The family didn't do well. They sent all their own children to school. But he was not sent to school. So eventually, he was on his own. But he now made it a point of duty in life to prove to that family that he will be successful. That just as their children, because they went to school, they are getting jobs, they are settling down, he also will be successful. That led him into fraud. And eventually, he was dismissed. You see, the problem was that he felt he needed to prove a point. People say you will not do things in life. Now you are building a house. You want them to see that you are building a house. Why do you need to prove a point to anybody? It is satanic. You are responding to Satan's temptation. You are married and your husband frustrated you and you finally left that marriage. It was a turbulent moment for you. You now made it a point of duty to prove to that man that without him you can be happy. Why do you need to prove that? Sometimes you will spend the whole day dancing to unnecessary songs on social media just so that some people can see it that you are happy because you are trying to prove a point. Who are you proving a point to? Some of you, the reason you want to travel out of your country is because you want to prove a point. It's satanic. Jesus had to overcome that temptation. Did you know that many pastors have been trapped with this temptation? They need to prove a point. Oh, you are a pastor. You are a man of God. There is one man of God, he told a story how somebody died and they brought the person to him and he called the person's name and the person came back. You are a man of God. We have brought somebody to you. You can't even do anything. So many preachers are under pressure. We are called to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are not the healer. We are not the healer. Believe it or not, even Jesus Christ didn't heal everybody. He got to a point where he saw only where there were many sick people, and it was only one man who had been there for 38 years that Jesus healed. We have no point. What point am I proving? It is God who said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased." If God testifies of you, why do you need to use your own lips to prove yourself again? When God says, "I'm okay with you," stop living your life trying to prove a point to anybody. A lot of people have run into problems because of this. Just live your life to glorify God. Do you know what Jesus said to the devil? He said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." In other words, Devil, what you are saying didn't come from God. That thought for you to prove a point to somebody, for you to just show somebody something, that's why you are buying clothes that you can't afford, because you want to prove a point. That's why you went and bought a car that you cannot afford, because you want to prove a point. To who? You don't even understand that it's satanic. You know, these days when we say something is satanic, people feel like that language is too strong. No, it's not too strong. Anything that is coming from Satan is satanic. Some people think satanic is when you join a cult and you have a horn on your head. No, you can be in suit. You can be in an office. In fact, you can hold microphone on the pulpit. And you are very satanic. It was Satan that entered into Judas. He was following Jesus, but he became satanic. And that was why he was able to go and betray Jesus Christ. He gave himself because of the love of money. So, brethren, you've got nothing to prove to anybody. Some of you resigned your job. Can you imagine? You resigned your job to pick a call of God. You now want to prove to your family members, to everybody who thought you were a fool for resigning your job. You want to prove to them that you'll be successful. So instead of pursuing the call of God, you want to build a house, you want to buy a jeep, you want to travel abroad. You just want to prove that everything that they are doing because they have a job, you too, you can do it serving God. If you do that, you have already fallen. You have already succumbed to the desire of Satan. That's what Satan wants you to do. That's why people are doing all kinds of tricks and so on in the church, because they've got to prove a point. If I pray for you and you are not healed, how does that reduce me? How does it reduce my sonship of God? If you feel that I'm not a man of God in your own eyes, that is it. That is your opinion. If God says, thou art my servant, that's all that matters. He said, I'm his servant. That's all that matters. If somebody else feels that I'm not his servant, then so be it. That's their opinion. No proof to prove anything to anybody. We are not called to prove ourselves. We are called to preach Jesus. We are called to live Christ. Just live your life for Jesus. Don't live your life for men. Because by living for men, you are actually living for Satan. May God give you understanding. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.